For many long-term hospital patients, days can blend into weeks with little connection to the outside world. However, one charity called the Chimera Legacy Foundation is helping patients take a break without having to leave the hospital. After surviving leukemia and a lung transplant himself, Damien Thompson, originator of the Chimera Legacy Foundation, created Holiday from Hospital, a virtual reality initiative that transports patients to beaches, forests, and far-off cities, all through a headset. Reporter Ella Panzolo spoke with Damien Thompson to find out about the Holiday from Hospital program and its expansion into Australian locations.
Initially, because I was diagnosed at the age of 23 with an aggressive form of leukemia, I had to have a bone marrow transplant. And coming from Townsville, that meant at the time I had to go to Brisbane. And so I spent my time down there having chemotherapy and radiation. With a successful bone marrow transplant, however, I suffered a disease from the bone marrow transplant, autoimmune disease called graft versus host disease. And so over the years, had slowly eaten away my lungs, is probably the better word for it. And so I needed a double lung transplant. And during that time, I spent a lot of hours in isolation, just in one room. And in the hospital environment, at the best of times, it can get very lonely and boring and feel a lot of time to think about your mortality, given that I was in a bad situation. It just sort of brought on a lot of anxiety and insomnia. So I was not successfully treated for that with the mainstream medications that I was given. So I looked for alternative therapies and I come across virtual reality. And after using the virtual reality headset the first time, I was able to get a good solid 6 hours sleep. So from that point, I set my mind on how can I provide this to as many other patients as possible, given that it really significantly improved my recoveries. So I started Chimera Legacy Foundation and I started workshopping different virtual reality programs to better understand other patients' experience, not just my own. And that's where Holiday from Hospital was born.
How does the virtual reality experience work and what kind of places can patients visit?
Well, it's a very powerful tool in that you're not just seeing something as though you are on the TV. You're putting a goggles on over your face, essentially, over your eyes, and you're immersing yourself in that environment. So if you can imagine being there, that is what virtual reality is. And so it's my goal to provide all of the locations, or as many locations around the world in which we have. What we don't have is locations around Australia, and Australia is a beautiful part of the world. And so I've started on a new initiative called the Great Australian Outback Tour, in which I go and around to these beautiful and remote locations, and I film in virtual reality all of this, the beautiful gorges, the natural springs, the beaches, any nice hidden remote parts of Australia. And then I include that into the Holiday from Hospital program so that patients can travel right from their bedside and essentially have a holiday from hospital.
How do you plan on expanding this program?
Well, the first answer to that is community support. It's important to state that nobody is being paid for this, the expansion of this. Every donation goes towards the software and the equipment and obviously the travel to expand the Holiday from Hospital program. Now, directly, we want to work with hospital foundations because they have an obligation to initiate or adopt new patient-centric programs that improve the mental well-being for their patients. And this being the most popular one, we hope to, as I said, partner with those guys so that we can equip every hospital throughout Australia, which is not a big ask, so that the technology is at least accessible to everybody within the hospital, that they can provide a holiday from hospital to their patients. Who wouldn't want to do that? It's easy to take a break from work and organise a little trip away somewhere so that you can mentally reset. But unfortunately for patients, especially the guys that are having life-saving treatments, they're not afforded that ability. And I strongly encourage all hospital foundations to reach out to me and work with us to equip their hospitals so that this holiday from hospital is accessible to all of their patients. It's a beautiful thing. It really impacts the patients in a very positive way. and it's so beneficial to their mental well-being. And it's just such a small thing in the theme of things. So that would be my message.
That was Damien Thompson speaking to The Wire. And unfortunately, that is the end of today's show. Thanks so much for listening wherever you are in Australia. The Wire is a co-production between community radio stations, 2SER in Sydney, Radio Adelaide, 4ZZZ and Radio 4EB in Brisbane, with the great support of the Community Broadcasting Foundation and Community Radio Network. Check out all of our stories on our website at thewire.org.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, X and LinkedIn. The Wire acknowledges the traditional custodians of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, where the program has been produced, and we pay our respects to Aboriginal elders past, present and emerging. I'm Amina Shkou, coming to you from 4EB in Melbourne, Victoria. Thanks so much for your company, and we'll see you next time on The Wire.